AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Capitol Police want to reinstall the fencing around the Capitol ahead of a rally planned by supporters of the hundreds of people charged in the assault on the Capitol January 6th. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi isn't talking specifics about the security plans for the gathering.
We intend to have the integrity of the Capitol be intact. I'm not going into any specifics in that regard.
Police continue to track intelligence indicating far-right extremist groups are planning to attend the rally. Summer was supposed to mark the beginning of the end of the coronavirus, but that's not the case. Last month, the U.S. recorded 26,800 deaths, more than 4.2 million infections, the fourth highest total since the start of the pandemic. The Biden administration taking steps to oust Donald Trump allies named to U.S. military academy boards in the final months of his term in office. On that list, former Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway and former press secretary Sean Spicer. Biden press secretary Jen Psaki.
The president's objective is what any president's objective is, which is to ensure you have nominees and people serving on these boards who are qualified to serve on them and who are aligned with your values.
The Confederate statue honoring Robert E. Lee is down in Richmond, Virginia.
For more than a century, a 21-foot statue of General Robert E. Lee towered over Virginia's capital city, which also served as the Confederacy's capital. This morning, a crowd of hundreds cheered as workers in Richmond removed the statue from its giant pedestal. Governor Ralph Northam ordered last summer that the statue come down after George Floyd's death in Minneapolis, but the removal was tied up in court until a recent ruling cleared the way. Four other Confederate statues along what's known as Monument Avenue were removed last year. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Job openings increase.
The Labor Department reports openings rose to 10.9 million last month, topping the record set just in June. At the same time, the department's job openings and labor turnover survey showed actual hiring dipped slightly to 6.7 million. Meanwhile, layoffs rose slightly to 1.3 million, and nearly 4.5 million people quit their jobs. That number, however, is seen as a sign that many Americans are confident enough in their prospects to seek a new job. And overall, the report comes as a sign the labor market is bouncing back from the coronavirus recession. Ben Thomas, Washington.
11 new deaths in New Orleans due to Hurricane Ida, raising the state's death toll to 26 people. Tropical Storm Mindy formed suddenly today in the northeast Gulf of Mexico, prompting a tropical storm warning from the Panhandle to the Big Bend. Mindy could produce up to a half foot of rain through tomorrow morning. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.